Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Fursome Foursome. I'm Pastor Oren Otter.
And I'm Rabbi Kuhn.
And I'm Abbot Babbit Rabbit.
And I'm the Servant Brother Caduceus.
And we're all here to give you your daily dose of Bible reading by cute furry animals.
Excuse me, Oren, but I'm not furry.
By three cute furry animals and one who's close enough.
Pleasant All Saints Day to everyone this morning.
Hey, Pastor, you must have had a wild Halloween last night.
Why do you say that?
Are you still wearing your costume?
This isn't a costume. I was working the help desk last night, and I was trying to help a client who was having trouble with her magical three wishes pendant.
What happened?
Oh, she couldn't understand what I was saying. She got really frustrated, and, she wished I would just buzz off. That's why the giant wings.
Please, everyone, the show is starting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this first November edition of the Fursome Foursome. Let's go to Rabbi Kuhn, who'll be reading Ecclesiastes 4, 5, and 6.
Okay, here we go, back into Ecclesiastes. So I returned, and considered all the oppressions that are done under the sun. And behold, the tears of such as were oppressed, and they had no comforter. And on the side of their oppressors there was power, but they had no comforter. Therefore I praise the dead which are already dead, more than the living which are yet alive. Yea, better is he than both they, which had not yet been, who had not seen the evil work that is done under the sun. Again, I considered all travail and every right work, that for this a man might be envied of his neighbor. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. The fool folded his hands together and eateth his own flesh. Better is a handful with quietness than both the hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. Then I returned and saw vanity under the sun. There is one alone, and there is not a second. Yea, he hath neither child nor brother, yet there is no end of all his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches, neither saith he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity. Yea, it is a sore travail. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not easily broken. Better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king, who will no more be admonished. For out of prison he cometh up to reign, whereas also he that is born in his kingdom becometh poor. I considered all the living which walk under the sun, with the second child that shall stand up in his stead. There is no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this also is vanity and vexation of spirit. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon the earth. Therefore let thy voice be few. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of voids. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he had no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow, than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before an angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice, and destroy the work of thine hands? For in the multitude of dreams and many voids, there are also diverse vanities. But fear thou God. If thou seest the oppression of the poor, and violent providing of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter. For he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they. Moreover, the profit of the earth is for all, and the king himself is sought by the field. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity. When goods increase, they are increased that eat them. And what good is there to the owner thereof, saving the beholding of them with their eyes? The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. There is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun, namely, riches kept for the owners thereof to their height. But those riches perish by evil travail, and he begetteth a son, and there is nothing in his hand. As he came forth out of his mother's womb, naked shall he return to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labor which he may carry away in his hand. And this also is a sore evil, that in all points as he came, so shall he go. And what profit hath he that hath labored for the wind? All his days also he eateth in darkness, that he had much sorrow and wrath with his sickness. Behold that which I have seen. It is good and comely for one to eat and drink, and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth, and hath given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. For he shall not much remember the days of his life, because God answereth him in the joy of his heart. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, and it is common among men. A man to whom God hath given riches, wealth, honor, so that he wanteth nothing for his soul that he desireth. Yet God giveth him not power to eat thereof, but a stranger eateth it. This is vanity, and it is an evil disease. If a man beget 100 children and live many years, so that the days of his years be many, and his soul be not filled with good, and also that he have no burial, I say that an untimely bite is better than he. For he cometh in with vanity and departeth in darkness, and his name shall be covered with darkness. Moreover, he hath not seen the sun, nor known anything. This hath more rest than the other. Yea, though he live 1,000 years twice old, hath he seen no good. Do not all go to one place. All the labor of man is for his mouth, and yet the appetite is not filled. For what hath the wise more than the fool? What hath the poor that knoweth to walk before the living? Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. That which hath been is named already, and it is known that it is man. Neither may he contend with him that is mightier than he. Seeing there be many things that increase vanity, what is man the better? For who knoweth what is good for man in this life, all the days of his vain life which he speaketh as a shadow? For who can tell man what shall be after him under the sun?
Thank you, Jacob. Now let's go to Abbot Babbitt, who will be reading 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 7:7.
2 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning in verse 14. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. Make room for us in your hearts. We have wronged no one. We have corrupted no one. We have exploited no one. I do not say this to condemn you. I have said before that you have such a place in our hearts, and that we would live or die with you. I have great confidence in you. I take great pride in you. I am greatly encouraged in all our troubles. My joy knows no bounds. For when we came into Macedonia, this body of ours had no rest, but we were harassed at every turn. Conflicts on the outside, fears within. But God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us with the coming of Titus. And not only by his coming, but also by the comfort you had given him. He told us about your longing for me, your deep sorrow, your ardent concern for me, so that my joy was greater than ever.
Thank you, Ignatius. Now let's go to Brother Caduceus for today's psalm, which will be Psalm 47.
To the chief musician, a psalm for the sons of Korah. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us, and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted.
Thank you, Tib. And finally, I'll be reading today's proverb. Our proverb for this morning is 22:16. He who oppresses the poor to increase his wealth, and he who gives gift to the rich, both come to poverty.
I'm wondering what Paul meant when he said not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers.
Are you really?
Well, no, actually, I'm not really, but the episode ran short and I couldn't think of anything else to comment on.
He means not to enter into partnerships with unbelievers, especially marriage.
You remember what happened when the Israelites married into the nations around them? They got absorbed into the idolatry that the people around them were committing. Even King Solomon made that mistake.
He's right. It mostly applies to marriage, but it does apply to business partnerships, too.
But wait a minute. Isn't your business partner a non-Christian?
Well, it's true. Technically, he is. However, he does respect God, even if he doesn't have a personal relationship with him, which I hope he does have someday. Nudge, nudge. But he has agreed to allow me to honor God in the work that we do.
Well, even though you are partners in work and pay, it is still you who are in charge. Marriage is quite different. Neither one is truly in charge, no matter how much they think they may be. And therefore, one tends to get pulled into the sins of the other.
And that's really the point that Paul is making.
This is one reason my order encourages its members to take a vow of chastity. Without marriage, there is no possibility of this happening.
That's very interesting. It's not the same with my order.
You know, I'm curious. You've never said what order you belong to. And you're a charismatic, aren't you? I didn't even know they had a monastic order.
Oh, yes, indeed. The Holy Order of St. Bob Hartman.
Now, there's an obscure reference. Who's St. Bob Hartman?
Songwriter for the Christian rock band Petra.
Ah, I see.
Gee, it's not as funny when you explain it.
This has been the Fursome Foursome, your daily Bible reading with cute, furry,
and scaly
animals. The Fursome Foursome is brought to you by the Christian Furry Fellowship at St. Fred's. To find us, go to www.ottercomics.us and just follow the signs for St. Fred's. The Fursome Foursome broadcasts daily on the OtterTunes Shoutcast Radio Network.
Shall we retire to the Fellowship Hall for some coffee and some of Sister Gertie's brownies?
Oh, yes, I think that would be lovely.
Hey, please, Minister, did you hear the one about us?
Have a good morning, brothers and sisters, and God bless.